Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Rick Asani is a talented Nigerian vocalist and songwriter who gave us his debut album about six years ago. The last project he gave us was the Love and Christmas EP in 2019, with a few singles in between, and no way, absolutely no way, he wasn't working on something big in that time. Well, the new album, The Prince I Became, which is his sophomore, is here. Africa, Moody Say. My name is MJ Omota, and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today, my people. How you doing? Me, I'm all right, you know. It's a new month and I'm still doing my thing. Before we get into this podcast review, how about we head over to motomotomusic.com. That's the website. Check out other album reviews and also YouTube. Motomoto Music Africa is the name of the channel. I would love to get more subscribers and views. I'm still starting out on YouTube, so I really need your help. Otherwise, let's do this thing. Rick Asani, The Prince I Became.
The latest African album review is...
The Prince I Became was released February 26th under Riverland Records. It has 17 songs, which is a 54-minute, 42-second runtime, and also 7 features.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Everything is one of the singles from the album to be released earlier, and it's really the one that got me wanting to hear this new album. I played it on one of the YouTube live shows that I did, and head over there to hear why. I mean, Rick Asani, this is vintage stuff from him. The song Body Conversations was a marvel to listen to. When I listened to numbers such as You're My Baby, even if it had a smidge of pigeon, it sounded more like a song done by an American R&B artist, and that's looking at the arrangement, the layering of the vocals, and the overall feel of the song. And I could say the same thing about the songs before this, which is like Everything, Body Conversations. So it kind of just left me feeling like, wait, what is Rick Asani going for on this album? The song everyone is talking about is the song Thunder Fire You, which was banned on Nigerian airwaves, I think, by the NBC, I think that's what they call it. Probably stands for Nigerian Broadcasting Corporation, I guess. And it was banned shortly after he released the album, although the single's been out for a little bit, I think. It has this bouncy mid-tempo groove where Rick Asani tells a cheating ex, Thunder Fire You, and your friends for doing me wrong, and fair call, honestly. However, in Nigeria, they say his language was too strong, even though there's no real cussing or anything. It's just the expression of strong feelings of hatred and disdain. Why that is because Thunder Fire You is considered cursing someone in Nigeria, and out there, they don't take it lightly. That being said, this is head and shoulders above the rest for song of the album, for I think a lot of people, but I think there are a few songs that will have their say on that. The Rick Asani I'm used to came to life on songs such as My Only Baby. It has keys that would make any ears envious with that Africanness while retaining the mid-tempo R&B feel he has given us for the longest time. The chorus is easy to sing along to as well, and that is Rick Asani's superpower, in my opinion. He knows how to give you a hook, and great thing that his voice is also quite catchy. It's not monotonous. You can listen to it over and over, and you just get soothed into it, you know? This album did have its own surprises, such as the song Angel, which features Nicky Yum. Yeah, he's my guy, that one. The world-renowned baila reggaeton and sort of Latin pop star, if you want to call him that. I played this song on the 10 Hottest African Songs I Heard This Week show on YouTube, and that was only like a few hours ago, maybe like, I don't know, 8 hours ago, which is like yesterday for most of you. But anywho, tell you what, one of my biggest fears is when our African stars feature the best of other continents, especially in the Western world, we may not get the best verses from them. However, that is changing and has changed over the years, and Nicky Jam really showed up with some of his best work. What I also loved was he retained sort of singing in Spanish and sounded so authentic on the song Angel. Rick Hassani also included a gospel number in Victory Belongs to Jesus alongside Frank Edwards and Cold Art Music, and I think both of them are from Nigeria, and it sounded great, fantastic actually. I also enjoyed the more faster tempo songs such as Mine Forever, which speak to Rick Hassani's versatility in riding different beats, which is challenging, but he stays within his core sound. And even from the beat perspective, it's not like he went like full on like house or something. Nah, he was still within his realm. And that song is a beauty to listen to.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
Upon listening to the first few songs, like I mentioned earlier, I'd say the sound on The Prince I Became is primarily contemporary R&B soul. However, the project progressed to be an undeniable Afro R&B flavor that only Rick Hassani can cook up. And the fact that he can hang around that sort of slow two mid-tempo type songs and still sound as good as ever is something that I love about the work that he does. He even had a reggae song on there in the form of Rain. The dude can do so much, and 17 tracks flew by like it was nothing. I didn't feel the 54 minutes. Usually, you know, if you're listening to a 54 minute album nowadays, you're laboring, man. But not with Rick Hassani's The Prince I Became. He really nailed it. 54 minutes was like, huh? That's it? Damn. 17 tracks. And I think it's like 17 tracks or 15 tracks, two interludes. The vocal work on The Prince I Became, from Rick Hassani himself to the backing vocals and the features, had my jaw on the floor the whole time. The entire album is pure attention to detail, and his use of that gospel choir backing vocal style still gets me each time because he does it so well. He's done it so well for a while anyway, but on this album, damn, you know when you can hear those little the nuances, the reverb, in your left ear, and you're like, wow, I love that spatial awareness. And oh my goodness, I was just, I loved this one. This is a case study album, especially for vocalists. Like, if you really want to discover like the higher tier, the upper level tier of good mixing and mastering and just vocal work, this is it. And like I just gave away, the mixing and mastering were absolutely world class. Enough said. The features on this album were some of the best Rick Hassani could have picked. From Kenya's Salty Soul, who seemed to be on everybody's album, I mean, guys, you are working hard, to Zambia's FJ. I didn't even know who FJ was, and I feel really crappy about that, but I'm going to be following him now. Then American Puerto Rican star Nicky Jam, gospel talents Cold Art Music and Frank Edwards, Zorro, Ghana's Kwame Eugene, they were all world class, totally. Carefully selected, and they all delivered.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
I suspect in some way this album was created with a strategy to tackle different markets. There's a distinct sound there that would do very well in Western markets, especially in the US. Then gospel circles, there's a sound for that as well, and songs for that. And there are more Afrocentric tunes that Africa will eat up. For example, the acoustic My Kind of Woman featuring Kenyan supergroup Salty Soul, and Do Like That, which features Kwame Eugene. Rick Hassani has totally scaled a whole new level on this project, no cap. overall, I'll just say this is the best Rick Asani album and I've ever heard, and I'm willing to fight anyone who says otherwise, considering that he has two albums, but still. He did everything I expected and more. Not a single song was out of place. Not a single instrument was misplaced. I enjoyed every single song, and the flow was fantastic. It's hard to even say that without sounding like I'm a serious Rick Asani fan, of which, I'll be honest, I'm not. I like some of his music and have held on to some of the singles over the years because dude's got it like that. But this album got me thinking, what other great music from him have I missed? I absolutely loved how he ended the album with a song that turned into numerous people praying concurrently, just like would happen in a church setting. It was a beautiful way to capture the reality around us. Honestly, listen to this album. That's all I can say. Rick Asani, The Prince I Became, absolutely fantastic and mature album, which really looks at love in many different contexts and also Christianity, a bit of gospel here and there. That's only on like 2-3 tracks, but still, it's worth a mention. I think Rick Asani has done something special, and check out the album, honestly. Otherwise, that's it from me. My name is MG Omoto, Son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.